This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning. Baruchim Abayim. Welcome to the Koilel Igor de Pirka of Cougar and Hills, New York. Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Parshas Ekev. We have in this week's parsha the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon. V'yachalta v'savata uveirachta. And the Malbim tells us, v'yachalta, meaning these psukim are in juxtaposition with the Torah relaying that God reprimanded us in the Midbar. V'lachein Hashem lekech mi'asreka b'midbar. So that when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you will be makir the Torah of Hashem, and you will not reject it, you will not rebel against it, because you're already used to rebuke and reprimanding. And therefore, when you will eat and you'll be satiated, you won't forget to thank Hashem for the goodness that He gave you. Like a child who is taught by his father to be disciplined, that when the child gets wealth and success, he'll be trained b'midos tovos and he'll be able to thank Hashem. In other words, the Malbim says a very important lesson, that the mitzvah Berachas Hamazon is given in the context of how Hashem disciplined us in the Midbar. Had Hashem not disciplined us in the Midbar, we would have gotten to the Eretz Yisrael and we would have had abundance, but we would have been a free spirit and we would have rejected and rebelled against Hashem. But because we've already been trained with Midos Tovos, therefore we could accept His benefits graciously, humbly, and thank Hashem properly. Now, I want to focus today on some of the great spiritual benefits of Birchas Hamazon. And primarily, I want to focus on the following subject. And that is, there are many things in Birchas Hamazon that we thank Hashem for that seem to be irrelevant and unconnected to food. We know the first bracha of Birchas Hamazon, Al Ha'aretz V'Al Hamazon, is thanking Hashem for the land of Israel, which is certainly appropriate, because we have to thank Hashem for the land that produced our food, most notably Eretz Yisrael. But then in Noy Delecha, we start veering off, and we thank Hashem for taking us out of Mitzrayim, and we thank Hashem for Bris Milah, and for Torah. And these are all benefits that are completely irrelevant to food. Why would we thank Hashem for taking us out of Egypt in the context of a salami sandwich? I understand, I don't know, maybe you could say because we never would have gotten Eretz Yisrael had we not been taken out of Mitzrayim. But why would we thank Hashem for the Torah? We didn't just learn, we just ate. Why would we thank Hashem for Bris Milah? We didn't just go to a Bris Milah. And Harav Avigdor Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, offers the following suggestion, and this is found in number 15 on the sheet. And Rav Miller is in the Sefer Lev Avigdor, where he brings an idea, and we spoke about it at length on Tisha B'Av, that the Pasuk says in Mishlah, in Koheles, B'yoim Toiva Heye B'Toiv, V'yoim Ra'a Ra'e. On a good day, be good. On a bad day, see. It means as follows, that on a good day, when you're in a good mood, you need to take advantage of your good mood and your well-being and your feeling of satiety to thank Hashem for the benefits of life. You see, on a regular day of the year, if we were to turn to a Jew and we would say, thank Hashem for Bris Milah, thank Him for Torah, thank Him for taking us out of Mitzrayim, one would think, what do you want from my life? Torah, I can't even think about that. I'm in the middle of a business deal. I'm having a bad day. I have a headache. My toe hurts me. What are you telling me to thank Hashem for Torah, for Bris Milah? I'm not in a good mood. Come back on the weekend. So at a regular interval or juncture, it's not so easy to tell someone, okay, be grateful for these benefits. But once when a person is in a good mood, it is important to use that good mood to thank Hashem for other things in life. And that is the concept of thanking Hashem for Yetzias Mitzrayim and for Torah and in Bris Milah in the context of Berachas HaMazon. You just ate. You're in a happy, good mood. So we say, Rabiad, you're in a happy mood. Use your happiness to thank Hashem for all the benefits of life. But we would like today to explore another possibility, another answer, why we thank Hashem for all of these benefits in the context of Berachas HaMazon. So let's begin with the famous comments of the Sefer HaChinuch. We actually have a shiur just on this Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch writes, Kach mekubal ani me'raboisai, I have a tradition from my rabbeim, Yishmarim Kael, may God guard them, Shekol hazohir beberchas hamazoin, anyone who's careful in benching, mezainoisav, mitsuyin loy, bekavoid, kol yamav. His food will be available to him in great honor all of one's days. In other words, one will be nisparnes bechavoid throughout one's life as in the merit of being zohir bebrechas hamazon. So that's an amazing idea. Actually, in this week's parasha, the pasuk says, Ma Hashem alekecha shoyo me'imach, ki im le'yiras Hashem alekecha, the Ramban says that the words letoivlach are going on the beginning of the pasuk. Mo Hashem shoyom imach. What does God ask of you? Letoivlach. And Chazal say al tikri ma elameya. Ma could be read the 100 brachos. That Hashem tells us to make the 100 brachos letoivlach. It's a benefit for us. And here we see one of those benefits. Namely, if someone is careful in Berachas HaMazon b'kavana, his food will be available to him his whole life, b'derech kavod. Now, the Roikeach in Siman Shin Lamed Zayin tells us, all the letters of the Hebrew alphabet are in Berachas HaMazon, except for the final pay, to teach us that someone who says Berachas HaMazon b'kavana, there's no af, there's no shetzef, there's no ketzef, there's no anaf, and there's no bad stuff. Bad stuff also ends in a final pay. Bad, beis dalad, stuff. Samach, tes, final pay. So there's no af, shetzef, ketzef, anaf, or bad stuff in a place where they say Berachas HaMazon b'kavana. And one will be zoicha to 80 roses in his garden in Gan Eden. By the way, there's no final pay in the bracha of Yotzer or in the entire Shemayna Esrei. So here we see that by saying Berachas HaMazon b'kavana, one is also protected from great harm. Furthermore, the Chida in the Nitzutzei Oros, Chelek Beis, he says an amazing thing. A segula for Parnasa is Berachas HaMazon. As the Pasuk says, Berachas Hashem hi ta'ashir. Literally, through the blessing of God, one becomes wealthy. But it can mean as follows. Through the blessing that is biblical, namely, Berachas HaMazon, Ta'ashir, Hashem brings wealth. And the Eliyahu Rabba says that he brings to the Reishis Chachma that one should always say Berachas HaMazon B'kol Ram, because the koil is Ma'ir, one's Kavana, and it helps you remember in case there's something to add to the Berachas HaMazon. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that medaktikim are careful to say Berachas HaMazon from a siddur and not baal peh. And if I would add, medaktikim are also careful not to bench from a cell phone. I am very opposed to A, having cell phones in a shul. It's fine if you don't want to daven. Let's say you want to say, I don't want to daven to Hashem. And not only that, I would like to disgrace the davening. Then you should bring a cell phone into the shul. But observant Jews don't do that. We don't do such things. We leave the phone out of the shul. How could a person daven from a phone? If the phone is on, so you're basically declaring that you would not like to connect yourself to the Almighty. But even if the phone is off, the phone is the instrument used for distraction. It should not be used for tefillah. Baruch Hashem, there are many sidurim available in all sizes. You could have a full size, a pocket size, any size you want. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Sefer Chassidim, he brings down a story that somebody passed away, and the deceased revealed himself to a relative, and he says, every day they judge me and they punish me that I was not medakdek to be mevarech my brachos bekavanas halev. Okay, so let's start with some important ha'arais on Berachas HaMazon. We know Berachas HaMazon begins with Zimun. And if you have a minion, you say, Baruch Eloikeinu Shachan Mishalai, and you invoke God's name, Midas Hadin, Eloikeinu, Eloikeinu. In contradistinction to Berachas HaTorah, when you say, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavoyrach, the Shem Havaya. And the Tosfos Yom Tov is troubled. Why by Berachas HaMazon do we say Eloikim, and by Torah we say Shem Havaya? And he says as follows, when it comes to food, God is morally obligated to feed us, and to an extent, He created us, so He has to feed us. So He feeds us bedin. Masha'en ken, the Torah is a gift of love, is rachamim. Therefore, we say Baruch Hu Es Hashem Hamavayrach. Okay. Now, who is Masakin Berachas HaMazon? So Gemara says in Brachos on Daf Memches, Amar of Nachman, Moshe was Masakin for Klal Yisrael, the first bracha, when the man came down. The man came down, Moshe made the first bracha. Yeshua was Masakin, the second bracha, when they entered Eretz Yisrael. David and Shlomo were Masakin, Bonei Yerushalayim. David was Masakin, Al Yisrael, Amecha, Val Yishlam Yerecha, and Shlomo was Masakin, Ve'al Abayis, HaGadol, HaKadosh. HaToy V'HaMetiv, they enacted in Yavne, when the Haruge Beta were given to Kvura, which, by the way, happened on Tu B'Av. Okay, now comes the Chazon Ish. What about before the Jewish people entered Eretz Yisrael? They didn't. They didn't say Berachas HaMazon. Did the Jewish people say Berachas HaMazon when they entered Eretz Yisrael? Did the Jewish people say benching before they entered Eretz Yisrael? Think about it. The man, Moshe was Masakin in the Midbar. Yeshua was Masakin, Noidel Chashem Lekin Ashen, Chalta, that you caused us to inherit. So the Chazon Ish says, before they entered Eretz Yisrael, they said Berachas HaMazon. Oh, now we understand why Moshe Rabbeinu was not Masakin the second bracha of Berachas HaMazon. Because what would he have enacted? Thank you, Hashem, that you will cause us to inherit Eretz Yisrael. But then the bracha would have had a change. So he didn't want to enact a bracha and then it would have to be altered. Says the Chazon Ish, Tzarach Loimar, Delekach Lo Itikin Le Moshe Mat Be'ah Berachas HaOretz Mishim Sho'isar Mez L'shtanes Achar Kibush HaOretz. It was going to change. And so how did they make this bracha? Everybody made it kefi daitoi. Everybody made it according to their nusach until they conquered it. And then Yeshua established a set format. Yerushalayim also. They said a bracha before Yerushalayim was sanctified. But because it would have to change, Yeshua did not want to be kaveyat. And so it says the Chazon Ish, maybe not. Maybe Moshe was Masakin the second bracha, and then Yeshua changed it. Says the Chazon Ish, Aval ein loymar do le'olam kava Moshe lekulam. Don't say Moshe really enacted all of them. Ela shenashtanoi de Yeshua, because then Berachas Yerushalayim changed after it was destroyed. Like the Rishonim said, that mitchilats, before it was built, they would Davin for the Binyan Beis HaBechira. Meaning the Rishonim say something interesting. They say that the bracha of Yerushalayim was Nishtansa after it was destroyed. So if Yerushalayim, so the Chazon Ish says, don't say Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin it, but it would change through Yehoshua. Because then Yerushalayim also changed. Because before it was built, they were mavakesh on the binyan beis habechira. Or, says the Chazanish, they already knew that Yerushalayim was the Nachala because it was already Neskadesh from the times of Avraham Avinu. Now, in the Madane Yom Tov, he writes that the first bracha was enacted at the end of 40 years in the Arvos Moav. Like it says in, like it's written in Mishnah Torah, it says Arvos Moav, meaning the pasuk V'achalta V'savata V'erachta was written in year 40. That means they enacted it in the year 40. But says the Chazon Ish, this would not seem to be correct because all Tariag Mitzvot were said Misinai, like we say in many places, and in Oyel Moed it was just repeated. And also the language of the Gemara is. But, says the Chazon Ish, in all honesty, it's not exactly when the man fell, because the man began to fall before the Matan Torah, and we're saying that the bracha of Berachas HaMazon was composed by Moshe at Matan Torah, sort of a little bit after the man began to fall. Now I want to show you an amazing remez in Berachas HaMazon from the Holy Shla. The Shla says there seems to be a grammatical inaccuracy in one of the words of Berachas HaMazon. We say Tamid Laichasar Lanu V'al Yechsar Lanu. More correctly, it should say Tamid Laichisar Lanu. He never caused us to be missing. Tamid loy chisalon, we were never lacking. And then it should say, V'al yechaser, and he should never cause us to be lacking. But instead, we say, Tamid loy chasar lanu, he never caused us to lack, V'al yechsar, and we should not be missing. It would seem that the correct way to vocalize these words is Tamid Lo Chisar V'Al Yechaser. And the Shla says something unbelievable. And that is, even Nekudais have Gematria. And the Gematria of a Nekuda is, a dot is like a Yod, is 10. And a line is a Vav, is 6. And a Kamatz is really a horizontal line, that's a Vav, 6. And then a little dot, a yud. Like in the old Sidurim, the kamatz was a horizontal line with a dot under it, not a line. And therefore, a patach is gematria 6. A chirik, which is one dot, is 10. A tseire, or a shiva, is 2 dots, is 20. A segal is 3 dots, 30. The gematria of nekudos of chisar and yechaser. Well, chisar is a dot and a line, is 16. And yichaser is a shva, a patach, and a tseire, is 46. 16 and 46 is 62. That has no meaning. But the way we vocalize it, tamiloi chasar, chasar is a kamatz and a patach, 16 and 6, that's 22. V'yal yechsar is a segal, 30, shva, 20, patach 6, 56 and 22 is 78, gematria lechem, that we purposely pronounce the words, tamid lo chasar, v'al yechsar, in order to be merames, and to the great gift that Hashem gives us of lechem. Now, there is a very interesting question raised by the Beis Elokim, the Mabit, Rav Moshe Mitrani, and it's also addressed in the Otzer HaTfilos, and that is, here some people say in Berachas HaMazon, Ka'amur poseach es yadecha umasvi elchal chayrotzayim. Now the Kolboy says, don't say this, because Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesak in Berachas HaZayin, and the Pasuk poseach es yadecha was from David HaMelech in Ashrei. So, how would David HaMelech
how would David's pasuk have gotten into the tefillah composed by Moshe Rabbeinu?
And the Beis Yosef says this is not a compelling question. The Ramah in the Darkei Moshe says the minhag is not to say it. But the Rambam says yes to say it. And the Machzor Vitri and the Arizal say to say it. What about the fact, how does a pasuk in Tehillim get into a tefillah written by Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Mabit writes that nothing was hidden from the purview of Moshe Rabbeinu from what he saw b'nevu of Ruach HaKodesh. Because leka midi d'loy remizah b'raisa. And that pasuk was frequent in Moshe's mouth and he arranged in Berachas Hazon. He knew that afterwards David HaMelech would arrange it in Tehillim. Just like David arranged the Mizmorim of the B'nai Kairach, he would arrange this pasuk. And those who say Ka'amur, because we mean Ka'amur, Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have said Ka'amur, that word Ka'amur may have been added after. But originally when Moshe Rabbeinu's Berachas Hamazon, it just said the pasuk, possibly without the word Ka'amur.
Excuse me, what number is this?
That's the number 12. Another possible answer brought in the Oitzer HaTfilos is that Tosfos in Gittin says regarding a certain pasuk in Mishle that Ashmadai was familiar with. Tosfos says even before it was written in Mishle, it was frequent in the mouths of people. Okay, let's move on to the next bracha. Noidelcha. Rav Yaakov Emden points out Noidelcha has 86 words, Kaminyan Elohim. And that's the Midah of Gevura, Midah Sadin. Now Elohim is Gematria 86, Im HaKoilel 87, Gematria Levana. Because who composed the second bracha, Bracha Samazin? Yehoshua ben Nun. Ooh, Yehoshua ben Nun. Moshe Rabbeinu was like the sun, Yehoshua was like the moon. Therefore, since Yehoshua is like the moon, he composed the bracha with 86 words, Gematria Levana. Interestingly, in the Sefer Toldos Ze'ev of Rabbi Chaim Shraga Feivel Frank, he wants to know, we know the mitzvah of, well, there is a mitzvah d'oraisa of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. According to Ramban, it's a mitzvah Saseh D'Oraisa, and anyone who lives in Eretz Yisrael is Mekayim B'chol Rega V'Rega, a mitzvah mid D'Oraisa, and therefore, L'chayra, there should be a bracha on the mitzvah of Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael. And he says amazingly that it's reasonable to say that in Berachas Hamazon that we may be Mavarech and we say, Noidel L'cha Hashem L'keinu, this includes the bracha on Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And therefore he adds, those who live in Eretz Yisrael should be mechavein in the recitation of this bracha to that how grateful they are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave them the zchus to live in Eretz Yisrael. Reb Nasi, okay, so next week when you go to the Holy Land, you can make a bracha on Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Al Ha'aretz Al Ha'aretz V'Al Ha'mazayin. Okay. Now let us move on. Back to the issue that I was discussing before. Why is it that we thank Hashem for these seemingly random gifts in Berachas Hamazon? Bris, Torah, Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Chasam Sofer says as follows, V'yachalta, V'savata, U'veirachta, S'Hashem Alekach, Al-Aretz HaTorah Shenasan Lach. And what are the next psukim? Hisham Alecha Pen Tishkach. Says the Holy Chasam Sofer, Yira, Ki Harei Anu Mevarchim Berachas Hamazon. We're mevarich brachas ha'masa. U'mazkirin bris, v'toira, v'chukacha.
Why? Says the Chassam Sefer, why are we thanking Hashem for all these things? Kizula zayin roi levarich ala mazayin,
because without them, it's not roi to make a bracha on food. Kima betza b'kiyim aguf. What benefit is there that God gave us food to sustain our bodies when the body is merely a physical entity? It's a sophisticated behema on a physical level. Physical pleasure in and of itself is not worthy of a bracha, unless they are the impetus for us to fulfill our spiritual pursuits. However, one who makes the achila, the ikar, and is mavarech only on the achila, they're going to think, oil mazeh is davar chashuv, and he's going to be drawn to forget Hashem. And he's going to turn away. Therefore it says, v'achalta v'savata v'irachta v'shem v'achal alor tzatev v'levad. If you just thank Hashem for the land, for the artsiyos, and not for the mitzvahs, watch out, hishamer lecha pentishkachas Hashem. So the Chassam Sofer Agav Orcha is answering our question. Chassam Sofer says, what's the juxtaposition? You're going to bless Hashem and then you're going to forget about Him? How could you forget about Him? You just blessed Him. The answer is, if you're just going to thank Hashem for the delicious tastes and the juicy foods, and you're going to make a prominence out of Olam Hazeh, one will come to forget about Hashem. And that is why it is crucial in Berachas HaMazon to thank Hashem for Torah, for Bris, for Yetzias Mitzrayim, for the spiritual benefits, to make the Achila not just for the purpose of Olam Hazeh, but for its use as a motivation and an enabler for Olam Haba. Now I want to show you an Alshech, because I believe the Alshech is arguing on the Chazon Ish. The Alshech says, Va'az uveirachtas Hashem. Says the Alshech, Kine Yoshua tikem rechaz ha'aretz. Ach loy kenosach asher hi lanu ata. Yeshua composed the bracha of al aris v'al amazayim, but not the way we have it now.
Why?
Ki ata anu oimrim noyde lecha al shehinchalta l'aviseinu eretz. But Yeshua didn't say al shehinchalta l'aviseinu. Ach Yeshua lo itiken kim noyde lecha al shehinchalta lanu. And that's why the pasuk says, v'zeu shemazer v'oimel Yisrael. Moshe warns Kali Yisrael, "Asay act, but often in a way she'avi achalta v'savata uveirachta ala aretz hatoyva ashanos anlach." You should act in a way where you're going to say in Berachas HaMazon and thank Hashem, "V'achalta zavrach Hashem ala aretz hatoyva ashanos anlach," that it will be your land, but not that you should have to say "Shenchalta lavoseinu." You don't want to be in galus and say noy delcha Hashem lekenu al shenchato la'avoseinu. Nowadays we say shenchato la'avoseinu. Yeshua wasn't masakin shenchato la'avoseinu. Yeshua was masakin shenchato lanu. And how would one cause such a thing? V'alidei matia goyim davrzeh shetoymar shenasan loch. How can a person ensure that his Berachas HaMazon will not be al shenchad al aretz hatoyva shenas anlach? That's only if he shamer lecha pentishkach. That's only if a person is careful not to forget about Hashem. But this is a little different than the Chazon Ish, because the Chazon Ish says that Moshe Rabbeinu could not have been mesakein noyde lecha, and then Yeshua switched it. Why? That's not possible. Says the Chazon Ish. That the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was masakein, the reason Moshe was not masakein the second bracha is because it would have to change. So why can't we say Moshe Rabbeinu was masakin the second bracha, and taka it changed, Yehoshua Originally, Moshe Rabbeinu said, and Yeshua switched it. Chazonish says, no, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't misakin it because it's going to change. And don't say Moshe was misakin and Yeshua changed it. But anyway, we see from the Alshech that the bracha did change because Klal Yisrael did not say Ashen Chata Laviseinu Eretz Chom the Teva Chava. Klal Yisrael said Ashen Chata Lanu. Let's see another interesting point regarding Rachem. Some people say Rachem. Let's take a poll over here. Raise your hand. Let's see. I don't know who's on. Do you say Rachem or Rachem Na? Raise your hand if you say Rachem Na. Raise your hand if you say Rachem. Nobody. Raise your hand if you eat. No eaters over here. Okay. The Baal Bar Sha'amar from the Tartuma says, there are some Nuschois that leave out the word Na. He says, why would we say Rachem Na? He says a very interesting thing. In all the blessings of Berachas HaMazon, the Shem Havaya comes after two words. Baruch Ata Hashem, Noyidu Lecha Hashem, V'yala HaKol Hashem, Ritzei V'Achasinu Hashem, Baruch Ata Hashem, Baruch Ata Hashem. Now we don't know the reason, but in order for it to have a symmetrical pattern, we say Rachem Na Hashem. Maybe the reason is as follows. The Gemara in Chulin says, Sadi Aleph and Beis, Klal Yisrael are beloved before Hashem more than the angels. Because Klal Yisrael says Hashem's name after two words, Shema Yisrael Hashem, and the Malachim say it after three words, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Hashem. Also, this is Merumas, Bereishis Bara Elohim. But it could be we say Rachem Na. To keep it after two words. Now, what's the zuchus that Klal Yisrael have that we're able to say Hashem's name after two words and the Malachim can only say it after three words? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Kof Daled, feeding others is such a big zuchus that it brings those who are distant close. That in the merit that Yisrael said, Keren Eloi ve'yoich Halachem, he was zoicha that his descendants sat in the Lishkas Hagazas. So let us say, in the schar of the gratitude that we ate from the goodness of Hashem, and the schar that we're medaktik to say Berachas HaMazon, we're also able to say Hashem's name after two words. Now, another interesting thing. This is a very big controversy that was brought up by the Baal Tartmima, and I believe Reb Chaim Knievsky says, really, he's right, but we don't do this. And that is, we say, Rachim Hashem, Rachim Hashem, Rachim Hashem, Rachim Hashem, Rachim Hashem, Rachim Hashem, we don't want gifts, we don't want loans, Kiyim Liyadcha, only from your hand, Hamaleya, that is full, HaPesucha, that is open, HaKedosha, that is holy, Baharachava, and that is wide. One of these things does not belong here. We say, God, your hand is full, open, holy, and wide. Holy. Why do we care if God's hand is holy? He's feeding us. Full, I understand. You want a full meal. Open, I understand. If it's closed, you're not getting anything to eat. Wide, I understand. You want breath. Holy, what's holy doing here? This is a bracha of a physical bracha of God giving it to us. It says Malei Abzuchu Rechava. What's this kedusha doing here? And what does kedusha have to do with mezoinos? Says the Baal Tartmina, there is no question that in Hebrew the kuf and the gimel emanate from the same source, from the palate. And sometimes gimel and kuf are interchangeable, like paku palilia is to be pagu vayofeg, or benogfai as mitzrayim, it should be benogpai, ein adam noikef etzbai. Kedosha is instead of gedusha. Gadosh, overflowing. Meleya, psucha, gedusha, rechava. Gedusha is even more than male. Male is full. Gedusha is overflowing. And therefore the Baal Tartima says that the correct pronunciation is, or the correct interpretation is, gedusha, not kedusha. If I am not mistaken, one second, I just saw, I have it right here, yep. Reb Chaim Knievsky on Berchas HaMazon. Reb Chaim also has what to say on this. Says Reb Chaim that what the Baal Tartum is saying is logical, but he's not going to change the traditional version of the text, and he himself says Kedosha. So Kedosha is correct, and Kedosha is what you should do. Why you should do that? I would say the answer is like the Baal Tartumima said himself. That's what it means. Kedosha and the Gimel and the Kuf are interchangeable. And there are times in Tanakh where the word is understood as if it had a Gimel there. Here's another interesting tidbit regarding Berachas HaMazon. Boinei. Who says Uvnei Yerushalayim Rekeshnevi and Baruch Atah Hashem Boinei Yerushalayim Amen or Boinei Berachamav? Raise your hand if you say Berachamav. Raise your hand if you're asleep. Okay. Do you say Berachamav or do you not say Berachamav? So it's a big controversy. In the Siddur of Sadia Goin, it's Boinei Yerushalayim Amen. And the Machzor Vitri says Boinei Yerushalayim Amen. And the Avud Raham says, Boinei Yerushalayim Amen. And the Orchis Chaim says, don't say Barachamav, because Yerushalayim will not be built Barachamav, but Bemishbat. Shenemar Tzihiyahin Bemishbat Tipadeh. And the Kolboy says, you're not allowed to say Barachamav. So Reb Sadia Goin, the Machzor Vitri, Avud Raham, the Orchis Chaim, and the Kolboy. Comes the Mordechai that the Maram Meir Rotenberg would say, Boinei Barach Mishalayim. And the Beis Yosef says that if you're going to say, he says, if you say Barachamav, you don't have to bench again, okay? So don't worry, all you out there who say Barachamav, you're still Yoytzei Berchas HaMazon if you say Barachamav, because we do find an expression of Rachamim by the Beis HaMikdash, like you find in Zechariah, Shavti Lushan Barachamim Beisi Yibaneba. But L'chadchila, the Beis Yosef says, do not say Barachamim. Therefore, if you are a Sfardi, you do not say Barachamav. However, the Raman, the Darkei Moshe, says the Minog is like the Maram, because that which is at Tzil Mishpat Tvada, that it doesn't mean God will do it by Mishpat, in the merit of our conducting Mishpat. The Bach, in the name of the Marshal, also says that the Iker is, you could say Barachamim. However, the Gra did not say Barachamav, only Ban Yerushalayim. So here's the bottom line. Sfardim, don't say it. Those who follow the Gra, don't say it. In general, Ashkenazim do say it. Now, we have one more bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, of Berachas HaMazon, and that is the bracha of HaTov HaMitiv. Why was the bracha of HaTov HaMitiv enacted? Oh, because in the times of the Rabban Gamliel, those who were massacred at Beitar were given to Kavura. He asks you a question. The guy had a salami sandwich with a pickle and a slice of tomato and some mustard. Why are you bothering him to thank Hashem that dead people were buried? What's that got to do with his eating? Are you good with that? You had a meal and now you have to thank Hashem that people were buried? What's that got to do with your meal? So the Baal HaTurim on the Parsha brings a smichos, the achalta, the savata, juxtaposed to that is pen tishkach. don't forget. You need to remember the Yom HaMisa and Berachas HaMazon, and that's why we say HaToy in the bracha of Berachas HaMazon, we say HaToy VaHamitiv. The Noi de Bihuda gives a rationale, al pi Musar, a very penetrating rationale, why we say the bracha HaToy VaHamitiv and Berachas HaMazon. Says the Noi de Bihuda. You know why they were stacking the Tevah Meitiv? Don't say, you know, these bodies, there was another miracle. They didn't rot. So if they didn't rot, you'll say, why do they need to be buried? They're not lying in shame. They're not rotting. The answer is, kavura is not needed for the guf, but it's needed for the nefesh. Because so long as the body is not in the earth, the neshama will not go up to Shemayim. Like it says in Koheles, v'yashay v'afar ala oretz, kishahaya va, then when the dust goes returns to the earth, v'ruach tashav elalekim asher nesana. Therefore they're masakin hametiv, that they were given l'kvura. Why is that in Berachas HaMazon? So that people realize that one day they will rot. Because for these people it was a miracle that they didn't rot. Therefore, don't eat so much. Because whatever you eat, it's going to rot. And they juxtapose it close to Bnei Yerushalayim to strengthen us in the Galus. Not to think Chas V'Shalom. We're outside of Eretz HaKodesh. We don't have a Mishkan. We don't have the Shekhinah. We can't overcome the Yetzer Hara that's machti us. How can we stand against it? The Malach HaMavis, the Yetzer Hara is a Malach. And we're Basar. So we think, for sure, we're going to sin and we're going to spoil, we're going to rot. So Hashem says, no. Hashem showed us the miracle of the Harugei Beitar. That so long as the nefesh is within us, the nefesh could make sure that the meat, the flesh doesn't rot. Because these bodies, even though the nefesh left the guf, nevertheless, the nefesh hovered over them from the outside to be able to preserve them and to ensure their body didn't rot, so to us, even though we're away from the Shekhinah, so to speak, is still mashpia upon us and protects us. Marv Raboisai, then we have these harachamans. What in the world are these harachamans? Harachaman he found a sin in Bechavai. Harachaman Israelin. Harachaman Yimachim Abed. Harachaman Yisrael Shemayim Ba'aretz. What are these harachamans? I mean, we finished benching. We did whatever we had to do. We said the brachas d'oraisa. We said the brachas d'rabbanan. Why are we saying harachamans? So, I like to explain with Rabbeinu Bechaye. Rabbeinu Bechaye says, Friday night, women light the candles, and then they're mispalel. What are they daven for? They daven that their children should be God-fearing. They should have midos toivos. They should be loim de toira. Why do they daven when they light the candles? Who said that that's the time to daven? Rabbeinu Bechai says the principle is whenever one is mekayim a mitzvah, it's an eis ratzon. In fact, one time, Rosh Shiva said he visited Rav Shach, and Rav Shach, he was with Rav Shach when Rav Shach visited the Briska Rav. And the Briska Rav was very overjoyed with the visit of Rosh Hashiva. And he gave Rav Shach to eat bread so he could say Berachas HaMazon and say the Harachaman. And he brought over here from the Goyen Rav Aaron Rota, the Shomer Amunim, that if a Jew walks in the street and he's encountered with a temptation to look at something indecent, and he turns away, and he overcomes that challenge, and he fulfills the mitzvah of Lois Asuru Achrei Levavchem Yachrei Nechem, that is an Eis Ratzon, that a person could daven for whatever they need, that their tefillah should be niskabel. The Chofetz Chaim said a similar thing when it comes to Berachas HaMazon. Berachas HaMazon is a mitzvah d'oraisa. If it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, fulfilling it, fulfilling it is an Eis Ratzon. So now you could take advantage of that Eis Ratzon and be mespalel Harachamanu yimlach leinu leim va'ed. Harachamanu yisbarach Hashem. Harachamanu yishtabach ador darim. Harachamanu yifarnasinu b'chavayid. By the way, I like to say that the harachamans are like a nushmana esrei. First you have yimlach chalenu leilam v'ed is like avos. You're talking about Hashem's melucha. Harachamu yisbarach v'ashamayim v'aretz. Harachamu yishtabach ador v'yisbar is tiferes, is Yaakov. And now you can make requests. Harachamanu yifarnasinu b'chavayid. But first you need three harachamans of praising Hashem. Okay. And now I want to tell you a chiddush oyoyim v'noira. You ready? I want to tell you a novel pshat. Why we thank Hashem for Bris, Torah, Yetzias Mitzrayim in Berchus Hamazon. What is Berchus Hamazon? We say like this. We say in Parshas Ekev, Baruch Tihyeh Mikal Ha'amim Lo Yihyeh V'cha Akar V'akara U'vivem Techa. Why do we have to bless Hashem? Because a few psukim before, V'yachalta V'savata U'veirachta, is Baruch Tihyeh Mikol Amim. You are blessed from all the nations of the world. And therefore, if God tells us that we are blessed, now it's incumbent upon us to respond in kind and to bless Hashem. It's not just in a vacuum. V'yachalta V'savata U'veirachta. First Hashem says, Baruch Tiyah, I bless you. So Hashem says, oh, you bless us? So now we're going to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does Hashem bless us? How are we Baruch Tiyah Mikol Ha'amim? Well, let's think about all the advantages we have over the nations of the world. We were taken out of Mitzrayim, and we were given the Torah, and we have Bris Milah. Okay. That's how we're Baruch Tiyah Mikol Ha'amim. So now we have to bless Hashem and thank Hashem for all those benefits. So that's why we have to thank Hashem for Yetzias Mitzrayim, for Bris Milah, for Eretz Yisrael, and for the Torah. So you say, what? Berchus Hamazon is in response to Baruch Tiyah Mikol Ha'amim. So Hashem says to us, Baruch Tiyah Mikol Ha'amim. So we say to Hashem, Uveirachta? Who says that? I'll tell you the truth. It's not found in any of the Mefarshim, but it's explicit in the Zmiroi Shel Shabbos. Lo hisech sar kol boi v'yachalta v'savata v'savata uveirachta Hashem Eloikecha Eloikecha. So that's v'yachalta v'savata. And who are you going to bless? Asher ohavta ohavta. Nu? So it's saying the reason we bless Hashem is ki veirachecha mikol ha'amim. We bless Hashem because He blessed us mikol ha'amim. Where does the Zmirois get this from? The Psukim in Parashas Ekev. Baruch tiyah mikol ha'amim v'yachalta v'savata veirachta. So we then have to articulate how we are baruch tiyah mikol ha'amim. Namely, we were taken out of Mitzrayim. We were given Eretz Yisrael. We have Bris Milah, and we have the Torah. So we've given three reasons why we mention all these things in Berachos Hamazon. Number one, Rav Avigdor Miller, we're in a good mood. We want to take advantage of our good mood to thank Hashem for all the benefits. Number two, like the Chassam Sofer says, just to eat for the sake of eating, it has no value. We want to articulate that we don't want to come to forget Hashem, that the purpose of the Achila is for all of these spiritual benefits. And number three, the purpose of thanking Hashem, of being Mevarech Hashem, is to respond in kind. God was Mevarech us mikol ha'amim, we have to be Mevarech Him. How was He Mevarech us? He was Mevarech us, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Bris Milah, Eretz Yisrael, and Torah. Marv Raboisai, Ribon Shom, asks us, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Me'imach. He asks us to make the Mea Brachos L'toiv Lach for your benefit. It is for our benefit. And for our benefit, we, the Ribbono Shel Olam, responds in kind that, as the Sefer HaChinuch says, Kol HaZoher BeBerachas HaMazon Mezaynoisav Metzuyin Lai B'Chavayid Kol Yamav. There is no final pay, there is no Af, Shetzef, Ketzef, Anaf, or bad stuff in Berachas HaMazon. Rabbi Yisai, have a great day. Bracha v'atzlacha.
Thank you.
Bracha.
Thank you.
Kol tov. Bye bye.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Rabbi Gladstein?
Yes.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.